how things are. The armor of God.
We were talking about this fantastic tale. Okay, can you tell us a little bit more about the tale? And is it it's heavy? You said it was what, 27 pounds?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah.
This one's
so
about 27.
How is it that you're in the water in a safe manner with this tail on that's 27 pounds?
Well, first of all, a lot of practice. I did not immediately jump into mermaiding with a 30-pound silicone tail. And I don't advise anyone should jump into mermaiding with a 30-pound silicone tail. I started with a monofin, which is the apparatus that is inside the tail end of the tail,
okay,
which is referred to as a fluke. It's what is encased inside the silicone fluke is a monofin, usually a finnis monofin to be exact. So I started with swimming with just the monofin, and then I graduated to a fabric tail, and then later on moved to a neoprene latex hybrid. And we no longer use latex now because it degrades in the water.
Okay.
And then I got a hybrid silicone tail, and then I graduated to just the full silicone. And
okay,
I would say my heaviest tail is my newest tail that weighs about 35 pounds.
And then how is it that you're in the water with something that weighs 35 pounds? You were talking
about it's neutral. It's neutrally buoyant.
And so what does that mean?
It basically means it doesn't float and it doesn't sink.
Okay.
So it's neutral in the
okay
water. Like if you drop a mermaid tail in the water, the tail end of it will sink because of the monofin that's inside it. But okay, so it kind of like does it sinks on this strange angle, but it's oh my God, ocean's easier to move in a mermaid tail in the water than it is to be on land. Like these devices are meant to be swum in, but
okay,
also like don't just plop yourself in a mermaid tail and try to swim in it on the first try kind of thing.
That makes sense.
And you'd be shocked at how many people I have to convince not to do just that, especially with their children.
Very good. Understood. Yeah, because
yeah,
that could be dangerous.
A lot of kids just immediately want to even get to a fabric tail. And I have to be like, you should probably start your kid off with just regular swimming lessons, then get them the monofin. But I see so many parents now just throwing their kids in a fabric tail before any, and some without monofins, which please do not let your child swim in a mermaid tail without a monofin. Like it is an extreme, like you're taking an extreme safety risk with your child.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, no, like they're very fun and they are neutrally buoyant, but that doesn't mean that they can't be hazardous, if you know what I mean.
So big safety.
Yes.
Safety issues.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, there's a lot of safety involved.
There was a lot of fuss when mermaid tails got banned in Vancouver for swimming pools, but I wasn't really offended by it.
Okay.
Like, I love my job. I love mermaiding, but I also know that it can create risks.
Okay. Well, there's a lot involved with this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's so many things. I mean, and on a little bit of a lighter note, there's other things you have to prep for, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, for example, makeup.
Oh, yeah. No, makeup is big part of it.
I looked at your pictures, and you were, like, underwater with this, like, red-hot lipstick looking gorgeous. And I'm wondering, how in the world is she doing this?
Really, really good quality sealer and 15 years of trial and error. That is how I try to look good underwater.
Wow. You do look really nice underwater.
Oh, no. So I've taken some of my best photos underwater. I'm like, why can't I look like that when I'm not underwater? I don't know. Maybe it's like the lessening of like the gravity or something. But I think I do take better pictures underwater than I do on land.
Wow. Well, also, you were talking earlier with us during break about your other the other things that you do in the world. You are also an actor.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, tell me about that.
I started acting when, like, I think just out of high school. I haven't done, like, too much, but I did this, like, featured background thing on Fear the Walking Dead, where I was one of their, quote, unquote, featured walkers, which is what they refer to as, like, their version of zombies.
So you were a zombie.
Yes. I was a Walking Dead walker. Yeah.
Walking Dead walker zombie.
Yeah. And I was very enthusiastic about the whole thing. It is probably one of my favorite memories. And worked with Tim Burton briefly.
What?
Yeah. Wow. Another weird featured background thing where I was like, why am I meeting Tim Burton? Turns out they kind of cut corners on this film. So they used me as a like prototype model for the like CGI eye makeup they used in this movie to make Amy Adams' eyes look bigger. Basically, I sat in a makeup chair for 3 hours so she didn't have to.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
It was definitely something that I didn't think would happen, but it did.
All right. We're going to get to a break. Information by Bird Note.
This is Bird Note. You might not think there would be birds raising their young on a popular beach. But many beaches are home to shorebirds, such as piping plovers. Tiny birds that often blend right in with the sand as they run around looking for food. These plovers hide their nests in plain sight by scraping a shallow ditch just above the high tide mark. After hatching, their chicks are soon able to walk on their own, looking like tiny puffballs on two twiggy legs. On big sandy beaches, other birds such as least terns could be nesting there too. Sounding like squeaky toys, least terns dive in the surf, catching small fish. This week is Clean Beach Week. Keeping litter off the shore helps make sure that birds don't pick up plastic and other waste and try to feed it to their young. Staying out of dunes and marked off areas where birds are known to nest ensures that people can share the beach with birds and their young for years to come. To learn how you can do your part for Clean Beach Week, visit birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.
That was John making some bird noises. All right, yes. Have a clean beach so we could share with kids, people, and mermaids, of course. Okay, and we're back. Excellent. So, wearing the mermaid tail, being a mermaid, acting. You were talking about some other things that you might be doing or you might have done that you can share with us.
I honestly do a lot of, like most creatives, I do a lot of different things. I went through like some stunt training. I did like a local stunt course, and it was kind of related to my mermaiding because we did a part of the course that was all like about like underwater stunts.
Okay.
And I remember like play fighting with someone, like because we were shooting material for like reels and stuff, and we were learning how to fight underwater, and like I was supposed to take the dagger from the person. It was all like choreographed. I remember the person going back up and me just staying down there because I could go again, and I was figuring the guy would come back down, but they didn't. And apparently I was down there for long enough to make everybody nervous.
Oh, no!
I was like, no, this is a side effect of the mermaid thing. I'm so sorry. I forget people can't hold their breath for longer than like 20 seconds.
So you just have this ability over time. You've developed this ability to hold your breath for longer and longer.
Yeah, I don't have that fantastic of a breath hold, but it was still long enough for someone who isn't into this kind of thing.
Understood.
To be like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, how long was I under there? Like 40 seconds. I'm like, that's nothing, but okay.
Wow, wow. You're okay.
Yeah, I'm still here. I wasn't dead. I have not drowned yet.
Well, what was your, stunting, mermaiding, acting, of all of these roles, what can you say your funnest role has been? What did you have the most fun doing?
See, it's like a tie-up between the music festival in Seattle that I did and also The Walking Dead. Like, that was just so cool. I'm not even that big of a Walking Dead fan. I like horror movies. Walking Dead isn't... Like, zombies have never really been my thing. But the makeup artist I got to work with on that movie was like definitely my thing. Like, I love special effects and stuff, which I think is also why I'm so appreciative of the art of actually like making the mermaid tails. But yeah, no, I would say it's a tie between the music festival and Fear the Walking Dead.
Okay. So,
and I'm actually the episode where you first see the walkers ever.
Oh, really?
Like,
so we went back and looked at it.
This is a prequel series. So it's like just after the infection.
Oh, wow. Excellent.
So we're not
fantastic.
Oh, my God. I would love if we were like way more decayed than we would be. I'd be like, gore me up. It would be great.
You would be. But, I can tell.
Oh, people were like, oh, it was so funny. They were like, who wants to wear like the contacts? And I don't think my hand has ever shot up higher. I was like, me, put the crazy zombie contacts on me. And they were like the big ones, but I didn't mind at all. I try to be adventurous when it comes to stuff.
Seems like it. Love it. Mm. All right, so John has a song pick here.
Yeah, it's a band called
Still Corners.
Still Corners.
Yeah.
They're from California. And the song that I always play it at home, I love it, called The Trip. On CGSF 90.1 FM.
John in the House favorite song. Okay. Ooh. So we got another question, and then we're going to get to some trivia. What? Yes. So, yes, I asked everyone, what is their favorite Disney movie besides Little Mermaid? All right. So I'll go first, and we'll go around this way. Okay. So mine is Cinderella. Okay, John, what's yours?
Bambi, mm-hmm. The Little Deer.
And I'm an Aladdin fan.
I know this. It doesn't really count, but I like the new Little Mermaid the best. Mm-hmm. Like, that is my favorite Disney movie of all time now.
Awesome. Okay, so let's get to some trivia, and whoever says it first gets the point. Okay, so just yell out your answers. And if you're listening on the radio, you could play along. All right, question number one. Who played the mermaid in the 1984 movie Splash? Daryl Hannah. Michelle.
Michelle, coming at you.
Yes, got by the first one. Okay. Number two, who is the sea witch in The Little Mermaid?
Ursula.
You got it.
Hey.
You got it. Yes, we got Brianna. All right, next. What are male mermaids called?
Mermans.
Wow. Oh, everybody got it so far.
Yeah.
John in the house.
John
All
in
right.
the house.
Okay, question number four. The action movie Aquaman, who played the main character?
Oh, my God. I have a picture with this man. Momoa. Jason Momoa.
She's got the boat part.
Literally met the guy in my mermaid tale. It was the greatest moment.
Jason Momoa, yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. I have pictures.
No way. Okay, where did you... Tell us the story.
I heard he was going to be at Fan Expo, and, like, I had some extra money, and I was like, it would be really funny if I showed up in my mermaid tail and I took a picture with Aquaman.
Yes.
So I just, like, messaged my friend, and I was like, hey, do you want to, like, bring me to Fan Expo and, like, take a picture with Jason Momoa if you, like, carry me there? And she said, sure. And the handler person was like, he's not going to pick you up. I'm like, I don't want him. Like, I don't necessarily want him. The moment he sees me, he's like, he, like, picked me up like I weighed absolutely nothing. And we just took a bunch of pictures, and he took, like, his own personal pictures. And, nice. Yeah, that was a weird moment. But, yeah, Jason Momoa is the answer.
Okay, awesome. All right, last question. The 1990 movie Mermaids had a famous singer who played the mom.
It's Cher, and I remember being very disappointed that there were no actual mermaids in the movie.
I know, right? Okay.
I was like, when they showed their mermaid costume, I remember I was a child, and I was visibly angry.
Aretha Franklin?
I was like, this movie is called Mermaids. Why isn't there mermaid? I was very young. I didn't know any better. Now I'm like, Cher is the queen.
Here's a cover by Daria Brahrin on CJSF.
No matter how hard I try, pushing me aside and I can't break through. There's no talking to you. I
If people want to reach out to Rain City Mermaid, how do they do that?
Easily, if they can just go on Instagram or Facebook at Rain City Mermaid and just send me a DM. And we can get started on your next, like, kids' birthday party, corporate events, photo shoots. I kind of do everything.
Well, thanks, everyone, for listening. And thank you guys, my co-host, John in the House, and Michelle, for joining me.
Yep.
And
thank you, Rain City Mermaid,
for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam.
East Fan.
Yeah, baby. We'll catch you all next week. Bye. Here's Torpedo Lover on CJSF. Enjoy. Yeah, baby. All right. The next show is a hip-hop show called Next Up. And yes, the winner of the trivia was, of course, Rain City Mermaid. Okay. Yeah, that's it for today. And like I said, we'll catch you all next week. Bye.
Oh, I've been holding it for an hour. I finally go to the washroom.
Every day, residents of Vancouver use an average of 270 liters of water in their daily lives. While this number may seem impossible, every drop counts. For example, the tap water you left on while brushing your teeth, or that load of laundry consisting of only one t-shirt. And don't forget the time you sang Don't Stop Believin' for 45 minutes in the shower. Wasting water is something we're all guilty of. So next time, let's turn the water off when brushing our teeth. Make sure that load of laundry we're washing is full, and limit our showers to under 10 minutes. Let's limit our water consumption one task at a time. Brought to you by the City of Vancouver.